After the gasoline bath, the lab assistant very completely gathered up the bones of the skeletons and placed them on the same work table where, the evening before, I had examined the still living men. Dr. Mengele was highly pleased. He had brought several fellow officers with him. They pompously examined certain parts of the skeletons and launched into high-sounding scientific terms, talking as if the two victims represented an extremely rare medical phenomenon. They abandoned themselves completely to their pseudoscience. And yet, far from being an extraordinary abnormality, it is common to hundreds of thousands of men of all races and climates. Even a doctor whose practice is limited has often come across it. But these two cases could, by their very nature, be exploited as useful propaganda. Nazi propaganda never hesitated to clothe its monstrous lies in scientific apparel. The method often worked, too, since those towards whom these lies were directed usually had little or no critical faculty and accepted as fact everything which bore the regime's stamp of approval. And my interjection, hearing these words of Miklos's this morning, and I was writing this May 16th, 2014, after reading Michael Mann, after listening to a whole string of experts, quote unquote, most recently just now, Richard Wolff, folks all reinforcing for each other the same message. We are entering a new era in which you will have to make sacrifices for the greater good so that the resources of the planet can be shared more equitably, so that you can live more simply and in balance with the Earth. To help your brothers and sisters through this difficult transition, you will be asked to serve. Listen carefully to the voice of your great paternal state, we who work so tirelessly on your behalf. Is this message? The PAP is slightly different than for previous generations in order to accommodate the changed circumstances attendant upon their wholesale rape of the planet. But the comforting tone, crafted to lull us to sleep, hasn't changed since power invented with the help of Bentham, who was just obviously updating Plato, modern propaganda techniques. At this point, however, I think we can all see that our critical faculties need to be set on maximum efficiency. And thank you again for listening. And we will be continuing Miklos Mieseley's Auschwitz, a Doctor's Eyewitness Account next week. And until then, peace. And I didn't get to hear you last week, my sister girl. So I think it is time.